From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes kill mid-level Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said in a news briefing Tuesday that Sharafi al-Mudain was killed on Christmas Eve.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. Al-Mudain was actively planning additional attacks against the West.
ISIS recruitment the world over is a problem, but particularly in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty spoke with Abdelkader Sino, an Indiana University regional analyst.
Those people would not have been susceptible to be recruited by IS if they did not feel alienated in their own countries. So Europe has a big problem.
How can they address it?
What they're doing right now is the opposite of what they need to do. What they're doing right now is to increase policing, inclusive policing, into Muslim areas, into mosques, into institutions, when in fact they need to help those youth integrate, to become part of society. It's a long-term process, but that's the only way to go in Europe.
Burkina Faso has a new leader. For the first time in nearly 30 years, as President Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office on Tuesday. He promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution in a ceremony from Ouagadougou broadcast live on Burkinabe radio and television. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising, sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. This is VOA News.